Yeah, really poor. Just never pass the ball at all, even we can. Moody's left up top on his own. I don't think Morph got in the game at all. We changed it and put Morph out to the right, so we had natural kind of width for Allen and him. But we just never really had an injection of pace, I think, all night until probably the last 5-10 minutes. But that just comes naturally when teams are trying to defend a 1-0 lead, so that's still not acceptable. And just again, if we don't win the game, we keep a clean sheet and we don't manage to do that again. So so many bits are disappointing after having a lot of time away from playing a game, which probably adds to it, but still no excuse.
Do you feel look flat tonight at all?
Aye, probably. Some of your kind of touches and awareness around about us, I think, wasn't as sharp as what it normally is. I think that was clear to see. Certain areas especially, that boys have been really flying, looked a bit flat and looked a bit just decision making, just stupid things. Try to take early free kicks, hitting off people, try to do things quickly, but it's just their minds doing it and their bodies no kind of reacting to it, so that, it was clear.
How hard has it been not playing for 24 days before tonight? I mean, did you think that was quite evident?
The squad needed it. Either way, we're going to be playing games with 12 players, really, one or two on the bench. So we thought this was going to be kind of refreshing. We've got 20 games we've played. We've played the Betfred and we've played 14 games in the league. So it's not as if we've not had any games. It's one of the ones, 2 weeks you think, right, keep the training up to intensity, get some extra bodies back and go for there. But we had nothing, and we showed nothing really. I think we had one or two wee snippets first half, but we showed nothing until the last 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is that frustrating that it took, you know, to the last 5-10 minutes to actually come alive?
Aye, I think we were going to change the shape and we lose a goal again before we do anything, and we're on the back foot. We try to get the full backs high and get more men hit. We put two up top, try to get people hitting the box, big mark up with Murray and occupying their centre halves. But we lose a goal and you're fighting up against it. Maybe you're getting the chances at nothing each with that shape, so we're not really giving ourselves a chance.
Mm-hmm. You got a big run of games coming up now in quick succession, so you don't have a chance to kind of lick your wounds.
No, obviously Inverness away, we've not done great against the last couple of years, so we've got that one away. We need to stand up and get going. We lost Luke, obviously, suspension tonight. I think Sho Luke plays off the cuff and he gives us a bit of flair when we're winning the ball in the middle of the park. We won the ball first half 6-7 times in there and get it straight back to them. We didn't find that one or two passes to get us playing. But that's probably the worst half. If I was playing in that, I would be raging and disappointed. And standing watching, it's probably even more frustrating.
Were you tempted to bring yourself on in the second half? You seemed to kind of take the jumper off and as if you were coming on. But
I was going to come on. Because I thought I was missing opportunities to play diagonals onto people. I seen people shaping up and not doing it, not taking the pass on, and I felt it's probably something that could be done. Stevie started to do it. So just left it and put Guff on and gave Guff a chance to go and create, and Guff put one or two good balls in. The only positive of that was young Mark McKenzie held the ball up well. He had a chance, he got his sale, made his sale a nuisance in the box. I think the keeper makes a good save, I think. Mark actually takes a good touch. That's the only positives is Guff showing something tonight and Mark actually doing alright. But myself, obviously, I'm back fit, and there will be times I'll need to play. I think it's quite clear there are times I'll need to play, just down to simple organisation. People say you're a manager now, but at the end of the day, I was a player in that team that was winning games. So it's to getting the balance right.
Yeah. How hard do you find taking that decision when to bring yourself on, because you're maybe not so happy with what's going on in the park, compared to balancing that with what you think you can actually add to it as a player? Did you find that tough making that decision?
I did. I think I wouldn't have been so anxious to get on probably if Luke was playing, because Stevie would have stayed deeper and he would have gone it. But I don't think Stevie was really in the game first 25 minutes anyway. That's why we played him up top a bit further, off Murray, to get and move him off out there, so Stevie gives a wee bit of energy getting forward. So losing him in the deeper area to go and make the passes was probably why I was getting a bit anxious to get myself on the park. But I decided not to do it, and to be fair, I felt it was the right thing to do because we were only 8 minutes. I think the time I got on and got into the game, we actually created 3 or 4 chances in that space of time. So I don't think it would have made much difference. Right, lads.